Tasting Kangaroos acknowledges the First Nations people as the strong and resilient custodians of the land, waters and skies from which we record. We pay our respects and gratitude to the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation who nurtured this country for generations and whose stolen land we record these podcasts. We pay respects to their leaders, past and present and emerging, and to the countless First Nations people who have done so much to enrich our game of rugby league. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Just love the game. But more than that, I love the community. If you're a fan of rugby league or the NRL, you'll love Big T's Tees. Unique, affordable, and made for fans. Find a link to the online store in the show notes below. You'd look good in one of Big T's Tees.
Hello and welcome to Chasing Gillaroos. I'm Big T, and usually the greatest advocate of women's rugby leaguers would be Mary Kay, but she is getting a well-earned rest. Everyone is exhausted. She's emotionally exhausted, physically exhausted. And really, this has been two seasons in 1 year. We're building up to a World Cup year. So we're going to give her one short episode off, and boy, howdy, has she deserved it. We saw the Newcastle Knights defeat the Parramatta Eels in the 2022 NRLW Grand Final. Instead of me just waxing lyrical about what I remember from my afternoon watching it, I thought it'd be much more suited to a Newcastle Knights media release, a match report email to me as a NRL Knights, NRLW Knights member. I got this fantastic email, which is 2022 Premiers Knights down Parramatta to earn historic NRLW title. And this was written on Sunday the 2nd, not long after it was concluded at 5:09 p.m. Newcastle have won the grand final. Our NIB Newcastle Knights NRLW side has been crowned the 2022 Premiers after defeating the Parramatta Eels 32-12 at Accor Stadium on Sunday afternoon. The victory caps a remarkable turnaround for the club after finishing last in the 2021 competition to champions in the next. A brilliant first half, which included three tries, set up the victory. After a few errors, the Knights were forced to defend their own try line in the opening 10 minutes. Parra threw multiple attacks at the side and broke the line through Brooke Anderson. Newcastle showcased their trademark resilience to reverse the momentum to start their own attacks. It wasn't long until we had our first of the grand final. A jinking Tamika Upton broke her nose through to line and offload up to Cherise Parker. The centre tipped the ball onto Kaina Takarangi, who made no mistake to get the Knights on the board. The Knights hit the lead only 3 minutes later when Amanatita Paki dived over, this time on her left. Quick hands freed up the winger who darted her way over and planted the ball down. Newcastle were rolling through the middle and completing their sets. Inspirational captain Millie Boyle had a whopping 15 runs in the first half and was backed up by a huge first-half performance by Caitlin Johnson and Taylor Prettyborn. It was all red, white and blue when Romy Tetzel dived over for our third of the afternoon. On the 35th minute mark, halfback Jess Southwell went to the line and hit the forward with a brilliant short ball, and Tetzel dived over next to the posts. The Knights went into the Sheds 14-6 up. Newcastle picked up where they left off in the first half, dominating field possession. After setting up one try in the first half, Tamika got on the action with her own. The fullback showcased her trademark speed to sprint past Eels defender and notched our fourth of the grand final. The try also took Upton to outright first on the all-time NRL try scorer list in the NRLW. Eels struck back through a try to Tafua. However, a late try to Takarangi confirmed the premiership win for the Knights. Two late tries to Southwell and Clydesdale put icing on the cake. Tamika Upton was awarded the Karen Murphy Medal for Woman of the Match. The result is the first NRLW title for the club. Congratulations on an incredible season, ladies. Really well written. Obviously, a bunch of names jumped out there. Jesse Southwell had an incredible game. As you can imagine, that 17-year-old was phenomenal all season and didn't let the big stage or the occasion overrun her. She was great. They also spoke, obviously, about Millie Boyle, who was just inspirational, both sides of the ball. And just also in her talk, you can see every time they scored, she was one of the ones big in the chat, definitely getting everyone up and excited or focused. They also mentioned Caitlin Johnson and Taylor Prettyborn, who were phenomenal. Their whole power game is just unforgettable. It's one of the best the NRL's had in a long time. Well, probably since we saw the Brisbane domination. It's obvious to see that was so much through their forwards, and it happened for Newcastle. I also wanted to give a shout out to Tamika Upton. I know that she's got enough of a shout out. She got the medal of the day too. But all run meters 181. Only person better than that was Millie Boyle with 268. We've said all season about how those two buys were going to be pivotal. You buy one of the greatest forwards in the game and arguably one of the best fullbacks in the game. You put them in a side that's really hungry to win, and you get premierships. Just incredible. Samaima Taufa was still a massive in this game. She played all 70 minutes in that lock position. She was huge. Also had heaps of meters, heaps of tackles, did everything she could and scored, I think. So just an absolute and scored one of the ones that could have turned the game. It was a quick tap from about 12 meters out. Upton fired up at her Newcastle girls when they missed the jump on that. And it was a very crafty try, which could have been enough, but the too many sensible, level-headed, winner-driven people in the Knights that held on to that small lead and then blew it out to a really large lead, and rightly so, because they were probably, it's hard to say the best team in the comp, because probably the Roosters were, and so it's still a huge achievement for the Eels to knock them off. It's a very mirror image of the NRLM as well. But really, up to the 38th minute, it was quite close. It was just in the late stage of the second half where Takarangi scored in the 63rd, 67th and 69th, that you could see that the Eels had capitulated and given up, which was, you know, devastating for Mary Kay and all those other fantastic fans out there. We know also that David Hunter listens to this, and any other Eels fan that saw such a great fairy tale grand final day, I'm sure it was devastating to see them both games get convincingly beaten. However, if you're a Knights fan like me, it was a fantastic afternoon, and all of the social medias you're seeing afterwards are just fantastic. All the players celebrating like it's 1997 or 2001, but the 97 ones were particularly loose, and it looks like it's particularly loose up there in Newey at the moment. They deserve it, and I hope they get another one. I hope they go back-to-back, if I'm honest. Oh, no, I don't. Wait, no, the Tigers are in next year. Hope they make the grand final next year and they're beaten in a close game. This has been fantastic. Thank you so much for such a great season. Everyone who's listened the whole way through. Obviously, Mary Kay and the team will be back for the World Cup. Mary's talked a lot about how she's going over. She's going to watch the Gillaroos tear it up. All of those Eels players. When we hear about her, how much she loves really every player that's out there. So she'll finally get to get behind the Gillaroos. But if anyone knows Mary like I do, she'll also be around all the other ladies and all of the other teams. So it'll be a fantastic bunch of episodes. Chasing Kangaroos is going to be doing a huge amount, actually, during the World Cup. So although this will be maybe a very short break from us, you've probably already seen Mike and a couple of other articles and interviews that have already come out with our help, with our partnership with the Raw website. So Chasing Kangaroos is already doing a great job of warming us up for the World Cup, and it's going to go into overdrive the closer we get. So fantastic NRLW season. Can't wait to see how it gets bigger and better next year. And, of course, the pod will as well. So we look forward to that. We look forward to you having a fantastic off-season into your World Cup season and getting around the pod at Chasing Roos, getting around Mary at Ladies to League, and me at The Biggest Tiger.